James Lamgade, the shelter of the youth residing at the UN-run Protection of Civilian or POC site in the state capital, Bintiu, say unless the government implement the security arrangement in the peace deal, some IDPs boycott the election.
The problem that will prevent people from going to the election, the security need to be provided now so that people can go to the election. If there is no good security for the election, how will people vote?
Another IDP, Kirbina Sudan, say while it is good to hold the election at the end of the transitional period, the government should first resettle and reintegrate IDPs and refugees. He says he doubt about the country is ready for election.
I believe this election will not succeed, according to my point of view. The reason it will not succeed is because this election has been prolonged. It looks like it will happen, but there's nothing show that people will go for the elections.
But Mary Nyalwaria disagrees, saying she believes the election will enable South Sudanese to make wise choice to end the conflict and move the country forward.
If the country is at peace, I agree with some people who want to vote, whether it is one or two people. I am willing to vote so that I can return back to my original place.
IDP camp leader James Toria say he rejected the conduct of the election next year. He say she believes the government should first focus on the meeting of the humanitarian need of the IDPs.
There are people who are dying and they were told to go for elections. First bring us food so that we can vote. There is no one who can go for elections while suffering of hunger. It is not there.
The Undersecretary in the Ministry of Peace Building, Pia Philip, say the IDPs are right to express their views.
To say they will not vote or they will not participate to support the government, they are actually citizens of this country. They have all the rights. If they do not vote, then they might not get the right people who will pay attention to their needs.
Philip say the unity government is working to implement the security arrangement before the general election is conducted. He advised the citizen to be patient.
Security sector reform is going on. It's not an overnight exercise, but it is a process.
The roadmap for extending the transitional period required the unity government to conduct the election by December 2024. For BOA News, I'm Lee Nyajwa in Bintiu, United States.